Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Memorial Day. What do you think of when that day is coming? Now it's here. Have you been planning something special? Have you been visiting cemeteries? Is it just like, wow, I get to stay home today and not have to go to work and I'm just going to have a good time today? What does Memorial Day, you know, mean in your mind when it's coming around? Well, if you talk to some other folks who probably go back in time a bit, you might ask what their families did on Memorial Day. Because, of course, they did go to the cemeteries, placed flowers, often fresh flowers. You know, often the peonies were blooming. There were, may have been some other plants, might have purchased some plants, but often took plants from home, some irises and so on, to put on the gravesites of family members. And then they may have other stories to tell. How many cemeteries did they go to? Who all went? It was a whole day outing, really. And some families took picnics, and they might actually have a picnic in the cemetery, or more than likely they would go to a nearby park, someplace to have a family meal, to have a picnic along with the day. Others could tell you memories of going to big celebrations, seeing parades, maybe playing in a band that was in a parade, somehow helping with the parade. Lots of different kinds of memories for Memorial Day. And I guess saying the word memorial, that's kind of what it should do, is to bring back memories of times together as well as the original history of Memorial Day, which actually started in 1868. That celebration commemorated the sacrifices of the Civil War, and the proclamation was made by General John Logan. Following the proclamation, participants decorated graves of more than 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers. And you will find different bits of history about that, some more specifics, but that's kind of a general beginning. And then the years since World War I, the day has become a celebration of honor for those who died in all America's wars, as well as those who are veterans and current members of the U.S. military. I think that's a more recent happening, or is this is a good day to say thank you to a veteran, to think about those who are still serving around the world. So it does continue to kind of expand. And as I said earlier, it somewhere in there it expanded just remembering family members. It was 1971 when Memorial Day was declared a national holiday. 1971, not all that long ago. A lot of you listening will remember 1971. Well, through the ages, of course, there have been many speeches given by many important people, by many kind of ordinary people. Often it includes someone who's been in the military. As you think about the services that are going on today around Cass County, around the state, around the world, lots of speeches given, and what will be in those speeches. Well, I found one that came from President Reagan. Presidents almost always give a speech on this day, either on the day or preceding the day. And in 1986, President Reagan gave a speech at Arlington National Cemetery. And I want to just read a bit of that. But saying it was at the National Cemetery in Arlington, just to sort of sidetrack here, have you been to Washington, D.C.? If not, and you have any travel plans, I would put it high on your list. Seeing the memories to Lincoln, to Jefferson, to Washington, to Roosevelt, all of those are very meaningful. And now probably the number of people who visit the Vietnam Wall kind of outnumbers all of those others. And of course, there are those memorials to the Korean soldiers. There finally was one to nurses. And so lots of memorials to visit, and they are quite meaningful. The one for World War II, the whole World War II Memorial is just almost unbelievable. So you could spend weeks in Washington, D.C. and never see everything there that's interesting and important to see. But my recommendation is to start with those kinds of memorials. Very, very impressive. Well, President Reagan said, "Today is a day we put aside to remember fallen heroes and to pray that no heroes will have to die again." Sad to say, my addition here is that that did not come true. But he was said he was thinking that across the country, children and their parents will be going to town parades, and the young ones will sit on the sidewalks and wave their flags. And maybe later, as we said, they'll have a cookout on the beach or a picnic somewhere in a park. Because today is a day to be with family and to remember. And of course, Arlington is a place that has so many memories, a fitting place for some remembering. So again, quoting President Reagan, "So many wonderful men and women rest here, men and women who led colorful, vivid, and passionate lives. There are the greats of the military, Bull Halsey and Admiral Leahy, father and son, Black Jack Pershing, and the GI's General Omar Bradley. Great men all, military men, but there are others here known for other things. There are heroes in many different ways. Here in Arlington rests a sharecropper's son who became a hero to a lonely people. Joe Lewis came from nowhere, but he knew how to fight, and he galvanized a nation in the days after Pearl Harbor when he put on the uniform of his country and said, 'I know we'll win because we're on God's side.' Audie Murphy," and of course, again, skipping away from what Reagan said, Audie Murphy was probably known to many people because of the movies that were made about him. Okay, back to President Reagan. Audie Murphy is here. Audie Murphy of the wild, wild courage. For what else would you call it when a man bounds to the top of a disabled tank, stops an enemy advance, saves lives, and rallies his men, and all of it single-handedly? And when he radioed for artillery support and was asked how close the enemy was to his position, he said, "Wait a minute, I'll let you speak to them." Then we have Michael Smith and Dick Scobee, both of the Space Shuttle Challenger. Their courage wasn't wild, but thoughtful, the mature and measured courage of career professionals who took prudent risks for great reward, in their case, to advance the sum total of knowledge in the world. They're only the latest to rest here. They join other great explorers with names like Grissom and Chaffee. Oliver Wendell Holmes is here, the great jurist and fighter for the right. A poet searching for an image of true majesty could not rest until he seized on Holmes' Dissenting in a Sordid Age. Young Holmes served in the Civil War. He might have been thinking of the crosses and stars of Arlington when he wrote, "At the grave of a hero we end, not with sorrow at the inevitable loss, but with the contagion of his courage. And with a kind of desperate joy, we go back to fight." Moving on a bit, skipping a bit, President Reagan said, "I know that many veterans of Vietnam will gather today, some of them perhaps by the wall, and they're still helping each other on. They were quite a group, the boys of Vietnam. Boys who fought a terrible and vicious war without enough support from home. Boys who were dodging bullets while we debated the efficacy of the battle. It was often our poor who fought in that war. It was the unpampered boys of the working class who picked up the rifles and went on the march. They learned not to rely on us. They learned to rely on each other. And they were special in another way. They chose to be faithful. They chose to reject the fashionable skepticism of their home and their time. They chose to believe and answer the call of duty. They had the wild, wild courage of youth. They seized certainty from the heart of an ambivalent age. They stood for something." I'm sure other presidents have mentioned other wars, other heroes, but again, on this Memorial Day, There are many ways to honor those who have passed on. And particularly related to veterans, you may want to send a thank you note. It's never too late to do that now. I mean, you can do that tomorrow. You could, if you have not already done so, visit a local cemetery and place flags or flowers on the graves of fallen soldiers. And if you're flying a flag, it should be flown at half staff until noon. And then, this afternoon, there is a national moment of remembrance at 3 p.m. So set your phone, set a timer somewhere so to remind you at 3 p.m. to pause and think upon the meaning of Memorial Day. Until next time, yes, stop and remember.